Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. How may I help you today?
I was requesting a refund. I did not sign up for or purchase any. I'm not sure what even she said the website was for, or whatever it is.
Okay, well, I can assist you with that. Can I please have your first and last name?
Marla Paver.
Thank you. So I do see on this account that you were being charged for the Bites Hub meal planning app.
It was
initially added on April the 5th when someone did a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer. Does any of that sound familiar?
Like I told Lincoln, it's possible I entered a contest, but there was no way that I would agree to sign up and pay for the app thing that you're saying. And I had two other accounts of fraud right around the same time along with this charge, and the bank canceled my credit card because of the fraud. So I honestly don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody got a hold of my information and signed up. I don't know what happened.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you don't recall creating this account, I can file this as a fraudulent claim for you. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation with the local authorities, and that any false claims of fraud can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't create this account, I can process this as a claim and refund the account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Well, if I honestly can't say yes or no, if I signed up for the mixer, is that a problem?
Well, we would need to have a yes or no to make sure that it is fraud or not. So you would need to be completely sure that you did not sign up for this.
I can't honestly, in God's truth, say yes or no. Because I go on the computer at night and I do sign up for different giveaways here and there. But like I told Lakin, I would never sign up for an app where they're going to charge me $60.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you're not completely sure, I can file it to the fraudulent claim, but I can make sure this account stays canceled and I can get you a courtesy 50% refund.
I'll go for that. That's fine.
So I could process the refund today, but it would take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
You can't put it on the credit card because the credit card has been canceled.
Yes, ma'am. Was that, well, for the credit card, is it still connected to the same credit card company? And are you just receiving a new card?
I've already got the new card.
Yes, ma'am. So it automatically goes to the new card from the credit card company.
Okay.
So we don't need the new card number.
Okay. I wouldn't give it out anyway.
Yes, ma'am. So that refund will be for $29.94, and it'll go back to the new card.
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's all, I guess.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too, thank you.